Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about the curses this week. So let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you and praise you for your book, for your owner's manual, for the Word of God. This set of rules that shows us the created being, how to live and walk and everything. You literally showed us everything. And then you said you're no respecter of persons, so these rules pass to every human being you made. So, Lord, I thank you for the rule book. I thank you that I have the privilege to live in a country where I have this book, where I can sit down and read this book, so I will know what your promises are, so I will know how to stand on them and how to walk in obedience to your word. Now, Father, I am so grateful for the word. Bless it as it goes out today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now, yesterday we talked about this basic rule, number 7, which was in Galatians 3:13, that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. If it was not for that magnificent promise in Galatians 3:13, wow, we would still be under the curse of the law. There would be no way out whenever we sin. It's awful what happens. But the majority of the Christians, I've come to find out, are just exactly like I was most of my life. I had no idea that there was such things as curses and blessings. Nobody had ever taught me these things. I've been in church all of my life, never heard anything taught on the blessings and curses. Well, here about, 10 years ago or something like this, I was maybe 15 years ago. Anyway, I was sitting there one night studying the Word, which I do real often. I was studying the Word, and I was over in Deuteronomy chapter 27, and it seems like every verse said, if you do this, you will be cursed. And I thought, cursed? What does that mean? So I began to check it out and find out what it meant. And then I began to check out to see how many times the word curse is used. And I was amazed at the number of times the word curse was used in the Word of God. So I began to read those in detail and study those in detail. And as I did, I learned a lot of things, and it's amazing what there is in this book, and you can read it appears all your life and really never understand it. But when you pray and ask God, He will reveal these mighty things to anyone that will diligently seek Him, and that's what I had been doing. So when I learned that Christ redeemed me from the curse by becoming a curse for me, I thought, well, if He did, then why in the world have I been sick so many times since I became a Christian? If I was redeemed from the curse, according to Galatians 3, then why, if the curse is where sickness and disease is at, then Lord, why have I been sick? Well, He literally showed me in the Word that by faith, this is the way the new covenant works. It works by faith, or trust in the Word of God. The Word of God is faith. So when you begin to get the Word of God hidden in your heart, you have lots of faith, because Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing God's Word. So the more of His Word you have hidden in your heart, the more faith that you have. Now then, praise the Lord that the remedy is at hand. But this, I guess you'd call this basic rule number 8, the redemption from the curse must be applied to your life, or appropriated to your life. In other words, appropriated means to set apart for a specific use, to take possession of or make use of exclusively for oneself. Now, if you don't do that, and you had been born out of wedlock, or you'd been born under some kind of a curse, your father might have been a Mason, or whatever, or your mother might have been an Eastern Star. All of these things will bring a curse upon your family, because the Masonic Lodge teaches another way of salvation. The Masonic Lodge teaches that a human being can come into the lodge and not even be a Christian, and he can hear this word during the ritual of Hiram Abiff. And in most lodges in the United States, it's one of a couple of words. And these two words that they will quote they'll tell you that's the secret name of God. But it's not the secret name of God, because God has no secret names. Whenever a man refuses to give these names, then they will symbolically kill him, and then they will raise him from the dead. And they will tell him he's now able, after they give him his white lambskin, they'll tell him he's now able to sit with the great architect of the universe. Well, that's really not true. That's blasphemy to the Holy Spirit, because you're teaching another way of salvation. Now then, these two words that most of them use is Mahabon or Jabulon, and they say that is the secret name of God. But those are not secret names of God at all. Now, I was never a Mason, but I have studied their books in great detail. I spent months studying these books. So I will tell you, I know a whole lot about the Masonic Lodge. And I will say, that will bring a curse upon your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. And it will bring a devastating curse upon them. So your children, if they find out that grandfather or grandmother was a member of one of these organizations, they have to break that curse by faith, and they have to appropriate or apply that redemption from that curse to their life by faith in God's Word. Now, they can't just quote that. They must do it in faith. Everything in the kingdom of God must be done in faith. Total trust in God's Word. If it's not done in total trust, it did not work. That's just like lots of people will walk down the aisle and say, I want to be saved. They have no tears. There's no remorse for their sins. They haven't heard that they've broken the law, that they're guilty of sin for what they've done. And they just come out and say, well, I'm saved. And praise God. And so they don't realize what they've done. So next week they're out there sinning again. Let me tell you, they didn't hear enough of God's Word to get saved. It really didn't work for them. Now, they did come down the front. They did say that. But if their life was not changed, they didn't get anything. It just didn't work. So you have to be careful. When you say you're born again, you want to make sure that you know, that you know, that you know that you are walking holy before God. That if you want to apply this basic rule that we're talking about here, that the redemption must be applied or appropriated to your life, you must take possession of or make use of this exclusively for yourself. And you must do it by faith. Now, Galatians 3:14 discloses the benefit provided through Christ's redemptive work on the cross. Now, I want you to think about this. Now that after you receive the redemption from the curse, look what Galatians 3:14 says. So that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, how do you receive that promise? By faith. Well, let me ask you this question. How are you going to receive the benefit package that was provided through Christ's redemptive work on the cross if you don't even know what that benefit package includes? It would be kind of like going to work for a company, and the company had all kinds of benefits, but you had to know what they were and sign up for them. Now, if you never went to HR, you never got anybody to explain this to you, you might go through your whole life and die and not have anything in your 401k. You might not have any benefits if you were to not be a person of faith, which so many people are not, and you did come down with a sickness or disease or whatever, and you did have to go to a doctor. It would cost you an arm and a leg, because doctors don't work cheap. They really charge big dollars to work on you. But the redemption must be applied. Now then, if you want these blessings of Abraham, that these blessings might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Wow. That is, meditate on that a minute. Once we're redeemed from the curse, if we are redeemed from the curse of the law, so as Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, so that the blessings of Abraham, what in the world are the blessings? Well, if you haven't read them, you need to go back to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14, and you will absolutely read these magnificent blessings, and they will just bless your socks off. Now, if you're not living in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, then you're not applying these things, these principles, by faith to your life. Because God cannot lie. So if you're applying these rules by faith to your life, you will walk in divine health, and you will walk in prosperity. Because isn't that awesome in verse 14, Galatians 3:14? So you've been redeemed from the curse so that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, you have to have faith in God's kingdom, or you don't get anything from God without faith. Now, how was Abraham blessed? In Genesis chapter 24, it says in Abraham that we're talking about the blessings that was passed on to Abraham. Well, let's read a little bit about those blessings. In Genesis chapter 24, verse 1, and it says, Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Now, how would you like to be old and everything that you had was blessed from God? Wouldn't that be awesome? Now then, Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Now, Abraham obtained all of God's blessings through faith and not by obedience to the law. It is the same for us. The blessings of God must be appropriated by faith rather than by works. It is most significant that the declaration of Abraham's blessing is connected with his willingness to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, a type of God's sacrifice of his only son. God said to Abraham in Genesis 22:17, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the water and the stars of the heavens, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. Awesome promise, isn't it? I'd like to invite you to call me for tapes. 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. I'd also like to invite you to our church at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Sunday afternoon at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. Praise the Lord Jesus.